If you're wanting the space to settle into your body and connect with your heart, then this yoga class is for you. Hello and welcome to Yoga with Melissa. I am Melissa. This is real yoga for real people. Yoga you can do so you can move better, feel better, and connect with your true nature. In a culture that wants us to do more, be more, and consume more, this is deeply transformational hatha yoga so that we can bring self-awareness and self-acceptance to ourselves, our relationships, and the earth we inhabit. If you're new here, I put out a new one-hour class every single Friday, so be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single class and turn on notifications. And if you liked today's show, please give it a thumbs up and let me know what you liked about it in the comments. In today's class, I'm going to hold space for you to settle into your body and connect with your heart. If you're feeling overwhelmed and anxious and like the spoken teachings are just too much for you right now, then please feel free to press the mute button and follow along with the teachings only visually until you feel like you're in more of a space to be able to receive the spoken teachings as well. And if you would like to go more deeply with these teachings, then stay tuned all the way to the end and I'll tell you how you can do that as well. I have some testimonials from you from last week's class on finding your still center from YouTube. Melissa says, wonderful class to find the still center. Sonia says, thank you, Melissa, just what I needed after a hectic day at work. And Amina says, thank you, very calming and centering class. So thank you, Melissa, Sonia, and Amina. Thank you for taking the time, each and every one of you, to leave your comments on YouTube, iTunes, Facebook, Instagram, and as always, the most in-depth conversations happen in our membership community. Thank you to Squeezed Yoga Clothing for my clothes. Today I'm wearing long black leggings and a purple bamboo top that says yoga makes everything better. And thanks to Dusky Leaf for our props. Today you're going to need two blocks, and if you have it, a meditation cushion, a blanket, and a bolster. Let's begin with our peace mantra. Bring your hands to your heart center. Om Sahana Vavatu Sahano Bhunaktu Sahavyam Karvavahe Tejasvina Vaditamastu Mavidvishavahe Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. So that mantra means protect us together, student and teacher. May our studies nourish us together. May we work together for the union of the good of all. May our learning be luminous and purposeful. May we live in harmony. Peace, peace, peace be unto all. Going to get you to lie down on your bellies to begin. So let your body be at rest. Let your breathing be easy. Notice any tension in your body. And allow this tension to release into the ground. Then become aware of your heart center. Notice the quality of sensations that are in your heart center. And then begin to form an intention for your practice today. What is it that you would like to create, sustain, or let go of? And how can your yoga practice support you in doing that today? And then you're going to wiggle your hips from side to side, release your low back, tuck your right toes under, lift your knee, lengthen out through your right heel, tuck your left toes under, lift your left knee, lengthen out through your left heel. And begin to walk your elbows underneath your shoulders, bring your palms together. So we're coming into Sphinx pose to connect with the ground. And when we settle into our bodies, we touch a nurturing ground of being. Thank you. Slowly let this posture out of your body. And you're going to roll over to your side. And you'll need your block for the next pose. Just place it beside you. You're going to lie down on your back with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. Press into your feet and place the block underneath your pelvis. You can have your hands by your side or overhead or holding onto your elbows. If your arms are overhead, you'll arc them back down. Press into your feet, lift your pelvis, lower the block out of the way, roll down to your spine, and hug your knees into your chest. Roll over to your right side. Place the block between your knees. And you're going to pause on your right side for a moment. Settle into your body here. When you settle into your body, you connect with your life as it is. And you can recognize that just as there is joy in your life, there is joy in the lives of every person in this world. So take your left hand on top of your right hand. You're going to arc it overhead and roll onto your back and then arc around. Inhale, arc overhead. Exhale, arcing around. And then you're going to roll over to your other side. Take the block and place it between your knees. Take a moment to settle into your body and recognize that just as there is pain in your lives, there's pain in the lives of each and every person in the world. And then you'll inhale, open your right arm up. Exhale it down and around. And then you're going to pause again and slowly make your way up onto all fours. Spread your fingers wide with your hands under your shoulders, your knees underneath your hips. Breathe out, round up through your spine. Breathe in and arch through your spine. Reach your heart center up towards the ceiling. Open your heart center down towards the ground. When we connect with our hearts, we open to ourselves, to the people around us, to our families, to our communities, to the social problems of the world, and to the wounds of the collective consciousness. Tuck your toes under. Breathe in. Breathe out. Reach your hips up towards the ceiling. You can have an option of doing this against the wall. Look forward at the space between your hands. Walk your feet in and slowly make your way up to standing. Stand on your left foot. Turn your right toes out. You can keep your right toes on the ground for ease of balance. You can hold onto the wall or a chair. You can pick up your foot, place it on the inside of your calf, below your knee, or the inside of your thigh, above your knee. And then place your hands at your heart center. Then take your right leg, cross it over your left leg. Roll your pelvis over your leg bones and come into a standing forward fold. You could even use your block here. Then you're going to come back to standing. This time you're going to stand on your right leg. Turn your left toes out. You can keep your toes on the ground, below your knee on your inner calf, or above your knee on your inner thigh. And then bring your hands to your heart center again. And then cross your left leg over your right leg. Roll your pelvis over your leg bones and come into a standing forward fold here. Settling into our body allows us to discover a peace and connectedness in ourselves.
Slowly let this posture out of your body.
And you're going to come down onto your back with your blocks. We're going to do a supported fish pose. Place one block up like this and another block low. This block's going to support your head. This block's going to support your back. So gradually allow yourself to come out of the pose. Draw up through your pelvic floor, draw your navel back to your spine, tuck your chin, press into your elbows. From here, you can either take your meditation cushion or a folded blanket so that you can sit on the edge of it to give your pelvis a little tip forward so that it's easier to sit with a straight back. You could even sit with your back against the wall here. You're going to bend your right leg in, place your right foot in your left elbow crease, and your right knee in your right elbow crease. And you're going to rock the baby here. When we connect with our hearts without wanting things to be different than they are, without violence or aggression, we will discover our pains, our desires, our grief, our losses, our fears, our loves, our kindness, our compassion, our giving heart, and our unworthiness. Slide your left leg in. Place your left foot in the crook of your right elbow. Wrap your left arm around your left knee, and you can rock on this side. We'll also discover our worthiness, our boredom, our shame, our unfulfilled desires, our grudges, our forgiveness and our unforgiveness, our sadness, our hurt, and our deepest healing. You can go ahead and rest back for Shavasana now. You can place a bolster underneath your knees. If you have low back issues, you can do that, or lie with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. If it's comfortable for you, you can lie with your legs out long. I'm going to suggest that you place one hand on your belly today and one hand at your heart center in Shavasana. You're going to stay here resting in Shavasana, and I'm going to sit up and read you a poem. Today's poem is called Late Fragment by Raymond Carver. And did you get what you wanted from this life, even so?
I did.
And what did you want?
To call myself beloved, to feel myself beloved to the earth.
And did you get what you want from this life, even so?
I did.
And what did you want?
To call myself beloved, to feel myself beloved to the earth.
So let your breath deepen. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. Roll to your right side. Pause there for a moment. Slowly make your way up to seated. And then from seated, find a comfortable position for our mudra. You can sit cross-legged on a chair or kneeling on a block. So for our mudra today, we're going to do a mudra for settling into your body and connecting with your heart. You're going to place your left hand on your heart center, and then you're going to place your right hand over that. Sink down through your sit bones. Feel your connection to the earth underneath you. Breathe into your belly.
You can stay like this or turn your left palm up, your right palm down. We'll close out with our mantra to gather the fruits of our practice in first to ourselves and then offer them out into the world. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. May all beings be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to the happiness and freedom for all. So if you're feeling more settled in your body and more connected with your heart, let me know by pressing that thumbs up button. And if you know anybody who would benefit from feeling more settled in their bodies and more connected with their hearts, then please feel free to share this with them. We can use more of this in our world for sure. I want to thank Donna, Leah, Cornelia, and Donna, and Carla. I need to add up the number of Donnas that donate to Yoga with Melissa because it's a lot of them. If you're a Donna, you're a generous person. We have so many Donnas that contribute to this show, and we really appreciate that, as well as Leah, Cornelia, and Carla. But we seem to have a lot of Donnas supporting us, so I appreciate that. We are grateful that all of you who are contributing financially feel so inspired to donate in that way, that you're receiving value from these classes. And if you feel inspired that way, then you can donate here. There's a link to do that. You can also donate of your time by leaving your comments below. Let me know what part of this class, what yoga pose, what aspect of these teachings allowed you to settle into your body, allowed you to connect with your heart the most. I would love to hear from you. At the beginning of the class, I told you I would let you know where you could go to access deeper teachings on settling into your body and connecting with your heart. And I have to say that my most in-depth teachings are happening in our membership community now on Mondays. Every Monday, I am giving a Dharma talk, and then I lead a guided meditation, and then there's space for people to be able to respond to the Dharma talk and also to be able to talk about their practice, ask questions about their practice, and receive guidance about their practice. It's a very close-knit community, and I will say that the people that are attending these classes regularly, it's a beautiful community, and those people that are attending regularly, their practice is accelerating at a very rapid rate, and it gives me great joy to be leading this group of people in such a way. So we would love to welcome you into our membership community. And you could join these live classes. We see each other in video. We talk to each other face to face. We laugh. We cry together. Tim always says, "Did you make them cry again this week?" And we do shed many a tear together, so that is true. But we'd love to welcome you into our membership community, where I keep my value-added content, where we support each other, yogis from all over the world, and we'd love to have you there. So there's a link for that below as well. I'm sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May your joy be as deep as our Pacific Ocean. May you be as rooted as the trees in our forests, and may you be as strong as our mountains. Om Shanti, Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.